Bringing Minnesota powwows to you. This is Powwow Trail. Today we head north to Manoman, Minnesota for the first annual Manoman Public Schools powwow held Wednesday, May 4th, 2016 at the Manoman High School in Manoman, Minnesota. This is your host, Terry Goodsky, and we traveled to the powwow where the host drum was Manoman Youth Warriors. The invited drums were Red Tail, White Earth Boys, Young Kingbird, Chub Lake, Little Horse. Your MC is Mickey Hodges. Your arena directors are Ken Fox and Ron Kingbird. Your head dancers, Dennis and Dana Williams. This is Powwow Trail, part one of two. Young Kingbird.
Hey, 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 hey running turtle.
Blackwater.
Oh.
But Ma, this is you in.
Anytime, Kramer, go ahead.
Oh!
Bonjour, I'm here with Rhonda Esty. She's going to tell us a little bit about the first annual Manoomin Public School Powwow here. Say a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Esty. I'm the Indian Ed Coordinator for Manoomin Public Schools. We're very excited to have our first ever powwow at Manoomin Public Schools, and it's a good time for the kids and the staff and the community.
This is your first annual here, so what kind of things did you do to actually make this powwow happen?
We started a drum and dance group with Frank Steck and Greg Blue's help. And we also have had Ojibwe language class taught by Kimmy Anderson this year. And I've also been going to the kindergarten through 12th grade classrooms and offering presenters and teaching some culture, also to St. Michael's School.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to say to, you know, the people out there that want to put on something like this? Words of encouragement.
Get your parent committees behind you and make your contacts and networks with other drum groups and people that you know. So the community is really awesome, Indian community, about supporting one another for future events.
All right. Thank you, Rhonda, for your time and your words of wisdom. Thank you.
Thank you, Miigwech.
I'm sitting here with one of the students here that's on the powwow committee. Jasmine, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Jasmine G. Marie Plant, and I am part of the student council here in Manoomin, and we were sitting down, and we decided that we should have, like, a group thing. And so we were sitting there, we were going back and forth with ideas, and eventually we came up with a powwow. But then we had to get it through the school council.
Okay, so what kind of steps did you take to get the ball rolling for this powwow?
We went around the school and asked what people thought of a powwow, and almost everybody immediately signed up for it. So we decided that it got passed. So when it got passed, we went and we started making all of the stuff for it. They took us out of class some days. We fell a little bit behind, but then we got back up. So this powwow seemed to go pretty well to me.
As a student here, Jasmine, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what grade you're in, and what's your aspirations when you're done with high school?
When I'm done with high school, I'm not really positive what I'll be doing yet. I'm a high schooler. I don't really think of it yet. And I'm in ninth grade.
Words of encouragement for those of you know that want to either put on a powwow.
Well, you just got to be confident and don't just give up the first try. You got to keep going and going. Right now, we're deciding on if we should try to get a drama class here in Manoomin.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say to anybody out there?
Well, my dad listens to this radio station, so what up, Dad?
All right. Thank you, Jasmine, for your time there. All right, Buju, I'm sitting here with Mark Kingbird. Mark, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Buju, my name is Mark Kingbird. My Indian name is Nagani Miigwan. Migazi Nandundim. Obashing Nandunjuba. I've been singing all my life. I've been singing and dancing. It was taught to me by my uncles, my father, my grandpa. Taught us the way of the drum and the way of the circle.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your responsibilities as the lead singer.
Just making sure, taking care of our drum, taking care of my singers when we travel, make sure their families are good, make sure everyone's comfortable, make sure we all make it home. Put on a lot of responsibilities as a lead singer. We don't always think about just our singers, but our families too, our children. When we're sitting around a drum, we're all uncles, we're brothers. We take care of our nephews, our nieces, encourage them to be in a circle and follow that way of life, that red road, and try to be a good role model for them.
Is there anything you'd like to tell the young generation that want to learn the ways of the drum and the etiquette?
Young singers, you need to learn your spiritual songs, your ceremony songs, along with your powwow songs. There's a lot that comes along with the drum and just being around the drum. A lot of young groups, they don't take care of their drum the way we were taught, our generation was taught. Don't leave your drum sitting there all by itself. Certain songs that you're supposed to sing for different things, you just don't go and sing anything that you learn on a powwow trail. You have song makers that make songs for different things, and you just got to know what you're singing. It's good to go out and sing powwow, but there's times when you're going to be asked to sing for a ceremony, or you might have to sing for a memorial or veterans. You need to know these songs. You just don't go and sing anything. Just don't be afraid to ask. Ask these older singers. Don't be afraid. They were taught those ways. If they don't know them, they'll point you in that right direction.
All right. Thank you, Mark, for your words of wisdom there. And as always, it's nice to see you on the Powell Trail.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Niji Powell Trail has been brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Find more shows archived online at www.nijiradio.org. Miigwech, bizindawiig.